Well, we wouldn't know precisely as to why the ban has been effected by the government of Ireland. What we can only do is to respect the decision they have taken as a sovereign state, and of course encourage our people to comply with whatsoever requirements that have been put in place when Lesotho is requiring to travel to Ireland in terms of how to obtain a proper visa. We have not been taught specifically as to what are the reasons that have compelled the government of Ireland to put in place this kind of measure.
Is it true that the process has been abused through fraudulent means or illegal immigration?
That can only be left to speculation, because they did not mention or give the reasons as to why the government have taken the decision to put those measures in place. But you can look around the world, there are other countries that are protecting their sovereignty and their states. They are tightening immigration rules and laws, which was first and foremost spearheaded by your own country through the first presidential presidency of Donald Trump, and he has taken it to another level this time around in his coming back to office. This is the best way probably to save their national interests. And what we can do under the circumstances is to advise our citizens to ensure that there is compliance in terms of obtaining visa when you intend to travel to Ireland.
How did the visa-free travel to Ireland come about between Ireland and Eswatini? How did that come about?
Well, we don't know. There was never any engagement at any stage. We only received a communication to that effect through our foreign ministry, which received it from the foreign minister of Ireland to alert and inform us of these changes.
I guess my question was, how did it come about that Eswatini can go to Ireland visa-free?
Well, I wouldn't know, but I think prior to this decision, there weren't probably much Eswatini that were traveling to Ireland. And I would want to think and believe under these circumstances that probably they have noticed increased numbers of Eswatini that are traveling to their country, and for reasons best known to them, have somehow decided to regulate the inflow of coming of Eswatini to their respective country.
So your government doesn't know whether the process has been abused?
Well, we wouldn't know if the process has been abused, because if it was abused at some point by our citizens, I'm sure that the government of Ireland would have communicated that loud and clear to our government, and there could have been some engagement prior to this decision.
Are you going to look into the suggestion that perhaps there was a syndicate that was collecting money from people?
We are definitely going to look into that. But the syndicate that is being alluded to here has not yet been formally conveyed to our government as the decision that have motivated the reasons for this regulation.